The speech avoided any surprises, the new Labour government keen to project an image of stability, confidence and trust, nor did it need to backtrack on any policies as previous governments have been forced to do, with a huge majority allowing new Prime Minister Keir Starmer, in theory, to pass all the policies promised in the manifesto. Those include nationalising rail operators and part of the energy sector, reforming the planning system and reforming employment laws, as well as increasing economic growth. 40 bills based on the party's manifesto promises will be debated over the next few days by lawmakers. The high-profile event included protests against the monarchy, and 10 activists of another group were arrested for alleged conspiracy to cause a public nuisance. Stuart Smith, London.